We'll go back to some more news items now. It's always heartening to hear of the marvellous charity events which take place. Add to these a few Good Samaritan moments, and our second batch of news items has a definite feel-good factor. Whether it's the prevention of youth homelessness, helping families to build stronger relationships, or providing emotional well-being support and positive activities for young people with limited opportunities in life, the work of the Benjamin Foundation brings hope, opportunity, stability and independence to the people it supports. The charity has marked its 25th milestone in a very special way with its distinctive butterfly logo, providing the inspiration behind Flight for Youth, an art installation of commemorative ceramic butterfly keepsakes, which were on display at the Assembly House and Holcombe Hall during the summer. Now it's inviting the public to continue the celebrations by being part of their 25th anniversary event next month. Taking place at the Forum in Norwich on Sunday, October the 27th, the Benjamin Foundation Family Fun Day will have plenty to keep the whole family entertained, with activities including giant board games, music, entertainment and face painting. The fun and interactive day promises lots to see and do, including the opportunity to get creative and paint your own celebration ceramic butterfly to take home as a keepsake.
A Norwich event which sees diners experience the delights of three different restaurants in one meal has raised almost £25,000 for a brain condition charity. The Lloyd Addison's Movable Feast 2019 saw the 1,200 attendees sample the taste of the Black Horse, the Coach and Horses, and Prime. The event also saw £24,500 raised for Parkinson's UK, as Earlham Road pub The Black Horse took the title of the night's best restaurant. Jane Anderson from Cousins Hardy LLP said, "It was our ninth year of sponsoring, and it just gets better and better. It's a fantastic and hugely enjoyable event that is so well supported by everyone who attends. An incredible £7,500 was raised by the raffle alone. So I particularly wanted to extend our thanks to the Parkinson's UK volunteers who helped sell tickets on the night and to all the local companies who donated prizes."
Volunteers took part in an unusual type of litter pick to clean up a city river when they took to canoes to remove rubbish from the Wensum's waters. To mark World Rivers Day, people paddled out to grab waste which polluting the river, and also gave the banks in the area around Bishop Bridge a good clean-up. Norwich Green Party campaigners joined forces with Canadian Canoe Hire Company Pub and Paddle and Charity River Care for Saturday's environmental-focused event. Nigel Utton, Green Party City Councillor, said rivers all over the world face a wide range of threats, including from the waste, much of it plastic, which is thrown into urban waterways on a daily basis. Pub and Paddle provided the canoes, while River Care supplied gloves, litter grabbers and bags. The Broads Authority helped by providing its support boat, while free refreshments for those taking part were laid on by the Red Lion Pub near Bishop Bridge. They were also joined by members from the Good Gym Group, a Norwich group which combines a love of running with community action. The river clean-up was part of an ongoing Norwich Green Party campaign to cut the amount of disposable plastic thrown away and to find alternatives to single-use plastic items.
A shopper who stepped in to restrain a man who was attacking an injured police officer has revealed what spurred him to jump in. Matt Cossey had just finished eating lunch with his girlfriend on Norwich Market when he noticed a police officer, PC Dan Chilvers, following a man along Gentleman's Walk. Within moments of PC Chilvers approaching, Mr. Cossey said the man began lashing out, trying to strike the officer. Approaching from behind, he locked his arm around the attacker's neck and pulled him away from the officer, while another man restrained his legs. Once up, the officer quickly handcuffed the man, helped by those nearby, and police backup arrived 5 minutes later.
A baby, being slowly poisoned by his own body, was saved after his father donated him a piece of one of his own organs. Callan Price, born in April last year, was in a coma at 4 days old as doctors fought to keep him alive. But the Mulbarton tot lacked a vital liver enzyme, and without it his tiny body was slowly becoming toxic. With a transplant, his only hope of survival, Dad, Matt Price, began losing almost 2 stone required to be able to donate a portion of his liver to save his son's life. The pair underwent the double operation at King's College Hospital, London, on February the 1st. And now Mr. Price and his wife Jen have spoken out about the vital importance of organ donation, saying, "It really can change so many lives for the good."
And now we come to our first feature. The newspaper carried an interview with Kate Wilby about the book she's written about her ancestor, Mary Chapman, and the Bethel Hospital, which she established. An edited extract of the article is read by Sam Elmhurst.